Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Doc, man? Hopefully you and all of our listeners, man, enjoyed this week thus far, man. You got a little football game tonight at the NBA draft picks last night. So hopefully everybody's healthy, well, and excited about the weekend, man.
All praises to the Most High. Extremely excited about the weekend, but really, really excited about our LA Rams next game. Monday Night Football, brother, against those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We headed to the FLA to take on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, our Rams coming off a nice little win, man, over Seattle, man. We needed that 23-16. The Tampa Bay coming off a nice little win over the Carolina Panthers. Beat them breaks off of them 46-23. But Isaac, huge game for us, man. It's another quality game, another quality opponent, another quality win if we can get it, and we need to get it, brother. Monday Night Football, man, against a very, very good team, man, the team that we also may be facing in the NFC, man, trying to get to the Super Bowl, bro.
Indeed, man. When you talk about Tampa Bay, just a full, complete makeshift of personnel, of, coaching from a coaching standpoint. Bruce Arians been in there for, I think it's just his second year being the head coach down there. The success that he's had throughout his illustrious career, the addition of Tom Brady, one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it. I mean, when you look at this roster that they have, man, they have so much talent on both sides of the football, including the defensive coordinator. He's a very talented guy who I believe should be up for a head coaching job here this year, Todd Bowles. The additions that they have as far as wide receiver, that wide receiver position, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, Rod Gronkowski. Tom Brady has a lot of weapons. It's a team that's full of weapons. They can come out. They can run the football when they want to and try to build off that running game. But this is definitely a test for the Rams coming into this game Monday night. Another East Coast trip. Hopefully Sean McVay has us on that East Coast week prep, where we're practicing early, getting guys out there, getting their bodies acclimated to that early start time. Probably won't matter with the start time of this game being on Monday night, but that travel part of it, man, it'll be important, and hopefully we go out and play well.
And now, bro, I feel like this is a must-win, man. I feel like it's a must-win, man, because Tampa Bay is one of the better teams in the NFL right now and one of the better teams in the NFC. And this is a game that we have to win, man, because, you know, beating up on teams, man, whose record don't look that well, man. But, you know, this is another game. If we can get two wins in a row, and we talked about consistency in the last episode, man, and that's what I want to see, bro. I mean, we're coming off a nice little win over Seattle, who's a good team, another team we're going to be facing and battling in our division. But here, Tampa Bay, man, another team we need to see, man, that NFC South, another team that's putting up some good numbers and playing some good football. And like I said, probably we have a chance of seeing in the playoffs. Bro, I call it a must-win, man, because it's another quality win, and we need to string two good games together. So say you.
Well, it also has future implications, meaning that, you know, if you happen to run back into this team in the postseason, you want this game played in Los Angeles as opposed to Tampa. So you won't have to travel. You make them travel. And it gives us an opportunity just to show that we can go on the road and win big games. I mean, we've done it all season long, traveled across the country a number of times and won some games. Teams that whose record probably aren't what they want them to be. But at the same time, you still have to play these games. These guys still are on scholarship. But this is one of those great games that you have circled on your calendar, man, because of the magnitude of it, the magnitude of the personnel that this team brings and their ability to win football games, to grind it out. We've seen this happen to them, versus some of their games already within their division. And we've also seen this team get blown out within their division. So it's going to be one of those matchups, a great test for the Rams just to see where we are as a team, already being 6-3, trying to make that record 7-3.
Exactly, man. And talking about Tom Brady, bro, old dude, man, old dude hasn't played you know, like MVP kind of football this year, but he is playing pretty well, man. To be old, you know, he come into this ball game averaging 273 yards, and his counterpart, Jared Goff, I mean, he's throwing for more yards a game than Jared. Jared's averaging 271 yards a game, but look at that Tom Brady stats, man. He's thrown 23 touchdowns, seven picks, so he can be touched. You know, he does make mistakes, and you talk about those games that Tampa Bay has lost, two games they've lost within their division to New Orleans, and then those ball games, man, they lost because, you know, the other team with New Orleans was able to turn them over. And it's the same thing almost when they played the Bears, they lost to the Bears as well, 20-19. But, you know, Tom Brady got sacked three times. But that's the thing I'm about it, man. Old dude going to be sitting back there, man. We got, you know, Aaron Donald coming at him. Leonard Floyd playing extremely well now. Some other guys, man. So my whole thing, bro, is that we got to get pressure on old dude, man. Get him to step up in the pocket. Get him to try to scramble and put some pressure on him and get him to, you know, rush throws, because he still really can't throw the ball down the field. And we know old dude, and I keep calling him old dude because he old. We know old dude can't really scramble. So it's going to be important for our defense to play extremely well like they've been playing all season, because that unit has been the most consistent unit on our football team.
Well, I think that's where this game is won, up front with our defensive guys up front, man, with that push, that inability of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to block Aaron Donald, have to double team him, open it up for the guys on the outside. So I think this is where the game is won. And from what I've been hearing this week, that there's a lot of shifting in the offensive linemen for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Guys are being shifted, moved around. So that kind of bodes well for us. So we're pretty much stable with our front seven guys, the way we've played and what the personnel that we've come in with. And just being able to push and get that pressure from the inside and move it outside to allow Leonard Floyd to do his thing. Now, the book on Tom Brady has always been to make him move off his spot. When you get him to move off his spot, you know, I mean, he loses a little velocity on his arms and being able to throw outside the numbers. But very, very capable guy. He's still capable of making big plays for his team. We're going to have to pressure him. I think this is a big test. Like I say, up front will be where we win this football game. Getting pressure, having Aaron Donald. You know, you didn't see any stats on his stat line last week. Yeah. Trust and believe you'll see some stats on Aaron Donald's stat line this week when he's playing Monday Night Football.
I hope so, man, because he's facing old dude, man, who stands back there like a statue and can't move at all. And speaking of those games that they lost to the New Orleans Saints 34-23 to open the season. And in that ball game, the Saints picked Tom Brady off twice, sacked him three times. Then when they beat the brakes off of him, the Saints beat the brakes off of him 28-3, they picked him off three more times and sacked him three more times. So we see that's the formula, man. Get to him, get him to the ground, get your hands on him, and pick them off. You know, anytime you can win the turnover battle, you have a great chance of winning ball games. So we see that's the formula, man. Just get him to run, scramble, get your hands on him, shake him up a little bit, and pick him off.
Make him uncomfortable. That's the word for this Monday night coming. Uncomfortable Tom Brady. I mean, that's two words. But, you know, it's going to be up to our defense, everything that defense coordinator Brandon Staley can throw before Tom Brady. Hey, he's seen it all, but at the same time, whenever you start to turn some of these, you know, what I like to call facilitators into football players, Drew Brees got a whiff of that this past weekend, man. But when you start to force these guys to be football players and have to deal with the hits, have to deal with getting up, picking themselves up off the ground, that's a different mindset for these guys, because they like to stand back there clean. Our job this week, this Monday night, is to put pressure on the quarterback and get hits on the quarterback. Make sure that his offensive linemen are picking him up off the ground after every play. That within itself, Doc, I believe will start to create turnovers for us, man. And, you know, lately we've been a ball hawk on that back end. So, you know, they come in bunches, you know, so there should be no difference from playing this game Monday night like we've been playing previously the last couple of weeks.
And we also have to put, you know, also have to give some attention to those. And you touched on it. Give some attention to those receivers he has to throw to, man. You know, Mike Evans, big receiver, man. He has 8 touchdowns. So, you know, maybe we'll see Jalen Ramsey on him. But the way Darius Williams is playing now, man. Hey, we don't even, you know, we can put him on him. You talked about Mike. You talked about Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown. He's only played 2 games, but he has 10 catches for 100 yards in those 2 games. So that's 5 catches a game, 50 yards. So those are some dudes we have to pay attention to. But we talk about Tom Brady and that passing game. But, bro, that running game is toting the rock, man. Ronald Jones is 2nd, 730 yards, 5 touchdowns, number 3 in the NFL. So as much as we talk about Aaron Donald and that pass rush, man, our rush defense got to be good as well, because those dudes have a very, very good rushing attack when it comes to Ronald Jones. But our rushing defense is number 5 in the league, giving up just 96 yards a game. So we got to be ready for that, dude, man, because this dude, I think he took one. What, 90-some? Was that, I think, 90-some yards? Like, he could tote the rock, bro.
Indeed. I mean, anytime you face a team like this, I mean, and for – you know, your own personal goals, you should come into a game wanting to make another offense one-dimensional. So if we can make, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a one-dimensional team where they have to throw the ball maybe 50 plus 60 times, I think that bodes well for us. And Doc, let's be real. They have a lot of personnel, a lot of great personnel offensively. But it's always been a problem. I just look at it back, you know, back in the Greatest Show on Turf days. You know, we would have a lot of talent on the perimeter, awesome running back. But at the same time, the approach from the defenses that we face, they would just concede, okay, we can't stop these guys collectively, but we can put pressure on the quarterback. We can hit the quarterback. We can get pressure on this guy, make him probably throw the ball a lot faster than he wants to. And that's where I believe that we have to be this Monday night versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. Just put that pressure on Tom Brady up front, get him off his spot, make him get rid of that football before he wants to. And I think that's where we win the game, man.
And we also win the game by running the football. We know that's still the formula that we want to use, because every time we run the rock, man, we keep saying it over and over again. It gives Jared Goff a better chance of being successful. But running the ball going to be hard, man. I mean, we got our three-headed monster and Daryl Henderson, who's our leading rusher, and Malcolm Brown and Cam Akers. But bro, running the rock against Tampa Bay going to be kind of tough, bro, because when it comes to rushing defense, they're number 1 in the league, dog. They only giving up 76 yards a game, man. Now, as far as rushing yards, we're averaging 134 yards a game. But they have the number 1 rushing defense in the NFL, and that defense is led by, as far as their rushing attack, is Big Ndamukong Suh, former Ram. I mean, big dude still playing some ball, man. Not only that, you got Shaquille Barrett. They got Jason Pierre-Paul. Pierre-Paul has 7.5 sacks because he's going to get at you. They got Devin White. He's going to get at you. Labonte David, William Golston. Bro, this Tampa Bay defense is pretty, pretty damn good, my man.
Tampa Bay is stacked from top to bottom, offensively and defensively. So it's one of those big games, big regular season game, man. It has a huge, huge implications, like we mentioned earlier, from a standpoint of, you know, you want to see how you match up versus the elite teams in the NFC. And you want to win this game because, you know, down the road, you know, who knows? You may meet this team in the playoffs. And like I said, you want this game played in California. If it happens to, you know, pan out that way. But the team is stacked, man. Those guys you mentioned, they played a lot of good football. They played a lot of postseason football. And I think they'll be ready for it. They should be comfortable playing at home. They don't have to do the traveling this year. We played this team last year out in California, and they beat us with Jameis Winston. So this is one of those matchups, man, that it's an opportunity to really to see where you are as a team. And hopefully, you know, we come out, play well, and get this victory.
Now, I'm talking about Tampa Bay's defense, and it's as good as it is. But, hey, bro, you know, as good as it is, man, because, you know, overall, they give up 300 yards a game, which is number 3 in the NFL, even though I said that their rushing defense is number 1 in the league. But our defense still better, bro, because our defense comes into the ball game number 2 overall in the NFL. So they got to see us as well, man. Tampa Bay, I'm giving you all your props because you do have a good defense, playing some good football right now. But y'all got to see us, man. I mean, the way our defense is playing, as I said, our defense has really carried us so far this season. We're going to continue to need them to carry us, especially on the road. But, you know, it's Monday Night Football as well, man. So another big stage, another big opportunity. And Ronald Jones, you are toting the pill. I give you a salute. You know, 730 yards. Hey, but you got to see our defense too, man. Our defense is, as I said, number two in the league. And as far as rushing yards, we're number five in the NFL. So we're not even giving up an average of 100 yards rushing a game. So as much as we talk about Tampa Bay defense and giving them some props, of course we're going to give our defensive props too, because not only is AD them doing their thing as far as, you know, rushing the quarterback, we stout and we stiff, man. And adding Terrell Lewis and getting him, you know, some run to go with what AD is doing and to go with what Leonard Floyd is doing, man. And now if we can get some out of A'shaun Robinson, hey, man, they got to see us, dog.
Yeah. Big moment, big game. You know, like we keep driving this nail home, man. It's a big opportunity for Los Angeles Rams, and also a big opportunity for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. They want to get in a rhythm, make sure that they're postseason ready. And this is another one of those games to get you to that point. So the mindset doesn't have to change, man. It just has to be fortified as far as traveling, making sure that we're ready to play once we step off that flight. And the game being played on Monday night gives us an opportunity to kind of rest up a little bit, man. I mean, it'll be 5 p.m. Los Angeles time, you know, as far as that body clock wise for the Los Angeles Rams. So just being able to have that extra time to be prepared to play, man, I think we'll get a huge effort from the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, bro, you know, I mean, we can't understate the fact that, you know, I know we're going to move some offensive linemen around, but it's tough, man, to lose a vet like Whitworth in a game like this, playing against the defense that's playing as well as the Tampa Bay defense is playing. Now, we talk about what AD can do and our defense can do, man, but losing Whitworth, who's, like I said, a vet and who's playing some of the best football as far as offensive linemen in the NFL, it's going to be huge, because we're dealing with a Tampa Bay defense. As I said, they'll get at you, man. We need Whitworth. Well, we need somebody to step into his place and do whatever we can to try to stop what these dudes got going on, because we talk about Tom Brady not really being that athletic and mobile and all those things, but Jared Goff is not that athletic and mobile either. He's more athletic and mobile than Tom Brady, but he could be a statue out there sometimes too, man. He just can't run away from him. When you look at what Tampa Bay is doing, bro, AD has 9 sacks, but Jason Pierre-Paul is right there with 7.5 sacks, tied for 6th in the league. Shaquille Barrett has 5 sacks, tied for 20th, with his teammate, Devin White, who also has 5 sacks. So we got to be watching out for those dudes, man. And that offensive line play, man, just touch on just – those dudes got to be ready, man. I don't know how you can replace somebody like Whitworth, but it's got to be done, because they coming at us.
You know, it's a difference between being ready and being prepared. I mean, those things are two different subjects. But at the same time, you know, you're talking about Todd Bowles. He's the defense coordinator over at Tampa Bay. He can really set the table for his guys. I mean, he isn't a big pressure guy, but he can cause pressure with that front four. Anytime you have a defense where you can get pressure with 4 guys and play zone on the back end, you know, that bodes well for, you know, a lot of teams, a lot of coaches. And when you have to dial up pressure, I think he's a guy that can put guys in a place where they can force some pressure. But absolutely, I mean, as far as the Rams are concerned at that left tackle spot, you know, it's about the next man up, man. Hopefully he's been chopping at the bit to play. He's been probably whispering in Whitworth's ear about retirement and, man, let's go. Can I get an opportunity? Well, this is his opportunity. This is his chance to come in and prove his worth and just show the Rams just how valuable he is. So it's about being prepared. Hopefully he's prepared to play. You know, he's gotten a lot of reps this week. And, you know, be prepared to go out and stop what Tampa Bay is coming with. So it's going to be a full brunt of what the Tampa Bay Bucs defense can bring. along with a great mastermind in Todd Bowles.
And what I want us to do, man, and talking about being ready to play, our linebackers got to be ready to play, man, our strong safety, because we know what Tom Brady likes to do, man. He's never been the guy that throws the ball down the field and want to go deep. He likes to do a lot of underneath crossing routes, out routes, drag routes, you know, 10 yards, 15 yards. He's not a throw it down the field 30, 40-yard type of guy. So we know he wants to go underneath and kind of really, like, you know, methodically – make his way down the field. So we need our linebackers ready to cover, man. Michael Kaiser, y'all got to be ready to do some things and ready to be athletic and be ready to cover because that's what he likes to do. And, you know, he really hadn't hit Gronk too much this season, but big dude is still a threat. So you got to be watching out for him. So that's what I'm looking at, man, our linebackers. Will they be ready to play? We know that y'all can tackle. We know y'all can rush the passer because AD helps y'all do that. But our linebackers and that second level of our defense got to be ready to cover, man, because that's what Tom Brady is known for.
The goal is to make Tampa Bay one-dimensional, man. Come out and pay a lot of attention to their running game. Make sure we guys get guys in their right gaps. The fits are right. Make sure we set the edge and let our safeties come down and when they have to, and make tackles. That's the name of the game. We have to sell out to do that a couple of times. That's what we got to do. But when you make a team one-dimensional, where they're throwing the football all over the field, that bodes well for what we do on the back end, man. I think we have guys that can cover one-on-one. And when you're able to cover one-on-one, there's pressure on a quarterback. You got him moving around, and he'll throw you a couple. And all we need as a team is to get a couple turnovers and give the ball back to our offense. And the focus has been on offensively is putting the ball in the end zone, not just set up for field goals.
Now, Jalen Ramsey, do we assign him to a receiver? Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, you just let him play what he plays. Because I don't think they just really have a guy you can just assign. I mean, and as well as Darius Williams is playing right now too, man, and some of those other DBs, I think you can just leave Jalen, you know, on his side. Because I don't think, you know, Mike Evans is good, but he ain't no killer. So I don't think, you know, you got to just be like Jalen Ramsey, you know, follow this dude all over the place. Antonio Brown, we still don't know what we're going to get from you, man. So you do you sign Jalen to somebody, you just say, man, just take care of this side of the field.
Excuse you, Mike Evans is a killer. He is a killer. I mean, he ate us up last year. I mean, this guy has just been, I mean, a 1,000-yard receiving machine since he's been in the league. But as far as matchup, I think they have too many guys where you just focus and take your best defensive back, Jalen Ramsey, and just follow this guy. I think you can leave him on one side and trust the other guys to cover and do their jobs as well. I mean, you got Mike Evans, you got Goodwin. Those are two Pro Bowl wide receivers right there. Then you have the future Hall of Famer and Antonio Brown, who's due for a breakout game. Not only that, but you have the future Hall of Famer tight end, Gronkowski. He's due for a breakout game. So this game is about trust as far as the back end is concerned. Trust everybody to do your job and make plays when plays come your way.
Now, bro, you just said Mike Evans is a killer, but you said don't put Jalen Ramsey on him, bro. No, I mean, if you a killer, bro, if you a killer, you put your other killer and you assign them to that killer. Now is he a killer? Or he's one of those guys that'll slap your hand in once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think they have three very, very capable wide receivers squad. I mean, three very capable. I mean, they're all in the same bracket if you really just ask me, because you have Mike Evans. They can all take the top off the defense. You have Goodwin. He can do a lot of stuff underneath, but he has great run after the catch. Then you have Antonio Brown. He is who he is. I mean, a guy who is proven to us year after year that he's one of the elite wide receivers ever to play this game. And you still have Rob Gronkowski, man. He's there. I mean, you don't want to let these guys get into a rhythm. I mean, if it could be sporadically thrown to each guy, each guy has a couple catches, and we're trying to force this running game, that might bode well for the defense. But as far as their ability to make things happen, I think the guys they have on the perimeter, man, it's just elite, man. It'd be tough to find another group like this group that we're going to face Monday night.
I have to agree with you, man. And the good thing we said is the other side of the defensive backfield is playing as well as not as well as Jalen Ramsey, but playing good enough to where J Ram can, you know, hopefully get some action. But you said, you know, hey, you Antonio Brown, future Hall of Famer. I just heard you say that. You think he's a future Hall of Famer? I know he's been balling. You think, really?
Future Hall of Fame wide receiver, Antonio Brown. Is it clear to you?
I mean, I know, but he plays
check
well.
The
but
stats.
I got you, but when I think of him, I'll be like, okay, have people been, I guess they have been as afraid of Antonio. You're right. Okay, what does that mean, man?
That means 4 consecutive years of 100 catches. He's a 4-time first-team all-pro wide receiver.
Okay.
That's the best in the business.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you, man, especially coming from an NFL legend and a pro football Hall of Fame receiver himself, man. So I got you. And I mean, I like Antonio, man. I'm glad he's gotten another opportunity down there, but I'm looking forward to us busting him in his mouth.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely.
Because we need this. We need this W, man. I mean, we really, really need. And that's, I get excited about us, man, and then they end up letting me down. But we got to have this game, dog. I mean, yeah, we didn't got through all the pandering and all the stats for this. Now it's just straight opinion. Bruh, we got to have this game, man. I don't want to hear nothing else. I do not want us to be flying back on Monday night talking about how we just laid a dung-dong on Monday night football. We got to win, man. That's all I'm saying. L.A. Rams, if you listening, y'all got to win this game, dog.
Hey, well, let's expect a big party on the way back, man. You know what I mean? Let's expect 3-4 picks, 1, 2, or 3 – maybe 2 pick sixes, 4 or 5 sacks, you know, getting that uniform of Tom Brady, get it dirty. I mean, those are the goals for this weekend, to get that uniform dirty and to come out with a victory, man. That's the way we come back on this flight and expect a victory Tuesday.
I don't like that dude, man. I just don't like Tom Brady. I'm going to be straight up on it. I don't like him. I don't like the way he walks. I don't like the way he throw the ball. I don't like the way he looks. And when I say I don't like the way he looks, because he always got this damn mug on his face, man, like he's ready to curse out everybody, the receivers, teammates, coaches. It's almost like he don't want anybody to say anything to him. So, Tom Brady, I do not like you. Have you ever just had any conversation with that dude, man, or just because I know you played him a couple times in the Super Bowl. Have you ever even talked to that dude?
Well, I tell you what, like I said before, it's not about if you like or love us as football players. It's about respecting us. And I respect Tom Brady big time.
But
big
do you
time.
Like
He's
him?
He's one of the most competitive, the winningest, and one of the best quarterbacks ever to play. I always have Dan Marino above everybody just for my personal bias. But as far as football is concerned and winning football, Tom Brady is the dude.
And videotaping and having the comfort of having videotaping.
All of that included.
Cheating and all that old kind of stuff. But hold on, bro. I'm just saying, have you ever talked to Tom Brady, though? Because people assume because you all are NFL superstars and, you know, y'all pretty much that y'all be friendly and have a lot of conversations. But have you ever just really talked to Tom Brady or aside from just on the football field? Like, okay, man, I'll holler at you.
Yeah, nothing more than a congratulations, good game. I don't think we've been in the same setting. You know, he's still playing, and, you know, I've been done for a while. So just that setting, I don't think it's had that opportunity yet. But I believe I have my opportunity, man. And first thing I'll do, congratulations on an awesome career. Welcome to the Hall. And it's been great. And then we'll probably go into other things.
Oh, so that's right. You're going to be sitting up there with your gold jacket. Welcoming him in when he's doing his induction, whenever, because he said he want to play. He's 82 years old, man. So shoot. But anyway, Tom Brady, once again, Isaac respects you. I respect you too, man. I just don't like you. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like you. Kind of like Tampa Bay. I kind of like Gronk, but I don't like you. But I do like the Rams, and I do like our chances of winning this ball game. But it's on the road, California to Florida. That's a long flight. But it's Monday night. Last time we played on Monday Night Football was against the Bears. We gave them that work. We got to give them that work. And I want us to run that ball, too. I still don't understand. I see we still going with the three-headed monster, and I keep saying that, man. But God dang it, bro. I want Darrell Henderson, man, to average at least 20 carries a game because he can get it done. But we got to do it. We talked about that Tampa Bay rush defense before we get out of here, man. Still, you know, giving up 76 yards. But we got to run the ball, bro. Got to have at least 30 carries a game. I keep saying that we got to. Got to, man. And Jared Goff. Got to take care of the football. I don't want to come back next week talking about you turning the ball over, you look shaky, you missing wide open throws, because he'll do that. Now, earlier this season, we were talking about Jared, and you even said it yourself. You know, he should be in the MVP conversation. We're killing that right now, right? We're just killing that. We just need him to take care of the football and don't kill us.
Hey, perfect opportunity. Like I say, every week, every weekend is an opportunity to better what you did the previous week. So this is a perfect opportunity for him on a big stage, prime time, to step right back into that conversation.
And also, it's not an NFC West division game for us, but just winning this game will still keep us near the top of the NFC West division standings, thanks to the game we had against Seattle. But, you know, we still got to see, you know, that other team in the NFC West is playing extremely well, man, the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I know we ain't get a chance to really talk about it on Monday, but, bro, they played some ball this past Sunday. Not only that, your fellow receiver, man, DeAndre Hopkins, man, Isaac, what'd he do, bro? What'd he do?
He closed the show. It's called closing the show, Doc. I mean, but here it is, man. I think they have a quarterback in Arizona, which is very similar to the quarterback that's been playing in Seattle for a couple of years right now. And what I mean by that is that they're guys that it's like they have an opportunity to win every game. You just don't see them out of the game. They can be down 14 points and then rally their team with their ability to play with their skill set and come back and give you that opportunity to win a game at the end, just like Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins closed the show the other night. It was just phenomenal, man. Just a phenomenal play going up between three Buffalo Bills, three of the best defensive backs that the Buffalo Bills have, and to just score and pull that ball down the way he did, man. It was just a phenomenal play, man. And he's one of the better guys in the league as far as that position, wide receiver, is concerned. Doesn't get enough praise, but here on this show, on this podcast, big salute to Kyler Murray, big salute to DeAndre Hopkins.
Now, we will see Jalen Ramsey mirroring and going everywhere DeAndre Hopkins go.
I can anticipate that one. Yes, I can anticipate that one.
There you go, and I'm anticipating that matchup. And one more thing before we get up out of here and wrap up this episode. NBA draft, man, anything, you know, you was excited about?
I was hugely excited about a Tiger being drafted with the 20th pick, 20th overall pick. And I was even more excited about him coming to the Miami Heat, man. I think Pat Riley has done a great job just putting teams together. He's done it in Los Angeles before. He's done it in New York. He's been doing it in Miami. And to draft Precious Achiuwa to the Miami Heat, it gives us a great nucleus of guys that we have right now. And I think we are setting up for that huge big fish, man. That is the big fish that's living in Wisconsin right now. We're kind of setting the table for him right now. And it's going to be hard to resist, man. No state taxes down here in South Florida. And the team that we have surrounding with shooters, oh, my goodness, Doc.
And L.A. fams, the only reason they got to set the table and add some pieces because they got to beat the NBA champion, Los Angeles Lakers, man. And the Lakers really ain't have to do too much, man. They really had, you know, first round went through. That's why, man. So, you know, they still got to see them Lakers even if they can get through the East. So we shall see, man. You know, anything else, bro, you want to add before we get out of here, man?
Oh, that's it, man. Let's go out and let's take this flight. Let's take this business trip and let's go do some dealing in Tampa, man. It's time. It's one of those games where, like I've been saying, that, you know, you can measure yourself, but at the same time, you can send a message, a memo to everyone else in the league.
Tom Brady, check out this message again. I don't like you, man. Tampa Bay, I like y'all, but I don't like y'all Monday night. But Tom Brady, again, I don't like y'all. Like you, man. So let's get this dub. That's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.